2 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yes. When I was at my old station about 20-something years ago, if they knew I had a cold, I would always get calls to sub on the jazz show. I actually enjoyed doing it. Did it for a couple of years. Anyway, backing me up, this month's backing track is Isaac Hayes and Cafe Reggio's from the Shaft soundtrack, and it's also the B-side to the single Shaft. Let me tell you, I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard The Innsmen and Things Are Different Now, originally released on the Wheels 4 Records label. I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Green Crystal Tides Volume 8, came out in 1998 on collectibles. Well, that, Tracy Day from 1963 on Liberty, and Teenage Cleopatra. Then the Monkees from the first album. And I had remarked in a group how they had their, you know, their original stuff. It stood the test of time. It's really great stuff. But they were furnished with some stuff. This song in particular, Saturday's Child, was written by David Gates. And they absolutely hit him out of the park. The Monkees with Saturday's Child, 1966 on Call Gems. The Mighty Five kicked off the set with Castle Rock. Came out in 1958 on Fleetwood. That song always reminds me when you're at a wedding and they're introducing the, you know, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids, and then the guy, you know, the father of the bride, you know, whatever. Anyway, this is the last show of the semester. The new schedule starts Sunday evening. I got my fingers crossed, but I'll let you know if there is a Desperate Hours next week. I hope so. I really like it. What else would I do on Thursday nights besides annoy my wife? Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. Hang in there, Linda, just for this one. These are the Desperate Hours.
I say.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Sure.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
At 7:19 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Headphone volumes automatically go up for some reason. I don't know. Hey, you know, whatever. Maybe it's my ears. Anyway, just heard the Trogs. And surprise, surprise, I Need You. Track released in 1968 in this country on Fontana. For that, the Spots. They were from Germany. And Cherries and Cream from an album called Beat, 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 which came out in the Europa label in Germany in 1967. Well, that, the Rolling Stones with this week's song that everybody knows in 19th Nervous Breakdown. I thought I had the single laying around, but I got out of that box set singles collection. The London Years came out in 1989 on Abco. The single came out in 1966 on London. And then we kicked it off with the Key Men in Kazakhstan or something like that. I don't know, whatever. It came out in 1958 on ABC Paramount. Did you like it? That's all that matters. And even doesn't. Get your own show. Anyway, got one more talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. But a little housekeeping or cleaning here. You know, if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, go ahead and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. I got all sorts of things over there. You know, some of it makes sense, a lot of it doesn't. But I also hang the playlist and the archive. And by the good graces of the DMCA, the thing sits there for 2 weeks. Why not? Relive the horror. Who knows? Might be like Chinese food or spaghetti. Tastes better the next day. Over there, it's the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page. And hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area and across the internets, make me an ID, a bumper, as we call it. All you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations, and mention your name, stage name acceptable, claim the fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combination. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and fire it off to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's COFFEENSMOKES at Verizon.net. Or if you did what I just told you and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, you can message me over there. Throw me a bone. Anyway, we got one more break to go. Put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Baby needs falling tears. Tell me where. Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
The other day, I saw you with another guy.
Hey there, children. This is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Oh, need you so. The stage was leaving next morning. I'd be on that stage without fail. Then someone shot old Jimmy Taylor, and I took out on his trail. And I'm not supposed to be lonely, to need or love anyone. I'm just supposed to be old. It took, I remember, before I tracked a man down. And when I returned with the prisoner, it was the talk of the town. Too late to go to my baby. They buried her deep in the clay. I spent all these hours in the saddle.
cause she had to learn that I popcorn for fun, and I'm second to none.
Three quarter pole, and then down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played in this next to last set of the evening, and we'll get right back into it. Just heard Mr. C Funk Junction and Hot Butter and All Part 1. I got off the compilation Butt Shaker Soul Party Part 2. It was originally released on the Hurdy Gurdy label 1970. Before that, Teddy Randazzo from 1962. On ABC Paramount and Dance to the Locomotion. Big Beats did I Need You, a track that they released on the Tonka label in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1. The CD version came out on Crypto a number of years ago. Graven Image did Take a Bite of Life, originally released on the VOL label in 1967. I got off the compilation Howling for My Darling, came out on Y2K on Teenage Shutdown. TMs did Disillusion before that, 1962, on the Island label. I don't know if it was confused with the Island of Philadelphia label, but one way or another, came out on Island in 1962. And we kicked off the set with Al Kent and Where Do I Go From Here, 1968, on Rick-Tick. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Manchester Station, you were my new inspiration. It was a foggy and cold night. Someone turned up the only light, and I know I had to miss.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Yeah. stop you. You said that we were through. Somehow I'll go on living, living, hoping you'll be forgiving to me. Girl, I never stop loving you, no matter what I do. Why don't you wait and stay? I'll be on my feet someday.
It's 7:58 Eastern Time, and they're playing it. Ooh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it's 7:58, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll with them and blues. Fuck and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been. So go to Woodacorders and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steamy pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Endless and Tomorrow song, track originally released on Cardinal in 1966. I got off Highs in the mid-60s, volume 21. The Monotones did Something's Hurting Me, originally released on Pi in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation Beat Us If You Can. Swingin' Blue Jeans did You're No Good, 1964 in Imperial. And Reparata and the Delrons before that, I'm Nobody's Baby Now. RCA Victor in 1966. I got off the hat box set there, One Kiss Lead to Another, just two. Before that, the Plowmans did Last Train to Liverpool, originally released in Odeon in Sweden in 1966. I got off of Girls in the Garage, Volume 3. And the Clicks, that kicked off the set with So Hard, originally released on Custom. I got off of Back from the Grave, Volume 7. Anyway, my name is Alex. A pleasure was mine. Take care.